Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show. Night three here in San Antonio as the Saudis go for their second straight victory. I'm joined by Mr. Tim Bogar, the former manager of the Saud Poodles back in 2024 and a special advisor to player development right now for the Arizona Diamondbacks. Tim, thanks for the time, and how are you enjoying your San Antonio stay so far?
I forgot how nice it is down here. I like it here. It's a nice ballpark, and kind of changes your perspective compared to Amarillo, so a little bit different.
And you're here this week primarily because Javier Colina is taking his days off this week and just getting some coverage for him. But what are your primary objectives in your current role when you visit an affiliate like this and are in the clubhouse every day?
Well, basically what I'm here to do is support the staff, be a resource for them in anything that they need, answer questions, talk about the game strategy, stuff like that, how to deliver messages, all kinds of things to help the staff develop towards their goals of being major league coaches. And then on top of that, just helping the players any way I can, mostly, you know, with the infield stuff and base running and things like that.
You coached the Diamondbacks at third base a little bit late last season. Obviously, you were the first base coach when the Nats won it all in 2019. You thinking about dusting off the rust and going out there this week for the Saudis?
I think I'm going to pass. I like sitting in the dugout and being able to watch the players and the game from there. It's kind of nice, too, because Ty gets a chance to manage this week, and just standing next to him to be able to be a support for him, and so he can bounce questions and thoughts off of me. So I think my duty's in the dugout.
You stole my next question about Ty being the acting manager with Colina gone this week. Is there anything specifically you advised him about taking on this series?
One of the biggest things when you first start managing is understanding how to run the bullpen, and you have to have good communication with your staff with that. You know, him and Gabby are close to begin with, but now that they're talking to each other on a higher, different level, making sure that you understand what you want to do before the game starts and what's available to you. And then, you know, Ty's a very smart baseball guy. He sees the game very well, so a lot of it is just refresher and kind of have a, you know, some support, some backing of them, and that's about it. You know, kind of making sure that the players are being put in the best position possible. That's it.
You mentioned that your primary focus is with the infielders, and we have some young, talented ones on this ball club. I got to ask you about Crisantes first. He just finished up his first month of Double-A baseball, and I really think it couldn't have gone better for him, right?
It really hasn't. He's done a really good job. Unfortunately, he's been hurt quite a bit. You know, he missed 380 straight days with injuries. And, I was fortunate enough to see him do his rehab stuff in Hillsboro as well. And he just came out, you know, swinging the bat like he hadn't missed a beat. So he's a very talented player. He's going to do a lot of things offensively, as we know. Defense, he's working on some things as a second baseman. And, that bat plays. So we will find a place for him to play.
No doubt about that. And I want to ask you about the duo of Luis and Tureen that have been together on the left side of the infield from opening day. Seems like they both have kind of come along in their own way, right?
They really have. You know, when you talk about Tureen, he's a special player. He does things a little bit differently than a lot of people. It's fluid, it's rhythmic. He does things, I've had it described to me as an artist out there playing shortstop. He's fun to watch out there. And Luis was an ex-shortstop who's now moved to third base, so he's got a lot of athletic ability over there, an above average arm. So he's getting used to playing third base, and he's doing a really good job of it. So you guys are you're lucky to have those two guys on the left side and to watch it every night.
No doubt about that. 2 years removed from your season managing the Saud Poodles, looking back on that 2024 season, when you visit these Texas League ballparks, I'm sure it brings back some of those good memories, right?
It really does. Like, I think we've talked about it a little bit in the past, but, you know, these older stadiums like here in San Antonio, it's kind of what I grew up in. I played in this ballpark in 1989, so it's kind of fun to come to these ballparks, plus the newer ones as well. But, there's a lot of memories of the 24 season, but there's a lot of memories of back in my playing days, back in the 89 season, back in this league. So great league, very competitive, great players with a lot of talent. So it's fun to watch every night.
Last one for you. obviously we've talked specifically about some of the individual players in this clubhouse, but what do you make of just the general vibe around this team? Because, you know, you've been in baseball a heck of a lot longer than me. This is my fifth season, and this is unlike any clubhouse I've ever had the pleasure of being around.
Yeah, this group is pretty tight. You can tell they like each other. They like playing with each other. They're not afraid to correct each other when things are going in the wrong direction. The players got the pitchers' backs, and the pitchers got the players' backs. When you get along as well off the field as you do on the field, you're in for something special. And these guys are really, really just that. They're pretty special.
Tim, thanks so much for the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
The Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.